glad to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Well, I've been to the water and I've been baptized, been washed in the blood of the Lamb. I've been changed from the creature that I once was, and redeemed is now my name. Well, I've been changed, oh, I've been reborn. All my life has been rearranged. And what a difference it makes when the Lord has His way. All my life, praise God, has been changed. Though my sins were as scarlet, they're white as snow. I was bound, but today I'm free. I was lost in the darkness, but now I found. I was blind, but now I see. Well, I've been I'm one of them.
have some needs we want to make known tonight. Brother Stephen Conroy asked for prayer for his cousin. She's age 20, is unable to eat or hold anything down for the last 15 days. Doctors are unsure of the cause, and they're talking about putting a feeding tube in her today. So we'll remember that need. Also remember Brother Matthew Pruitt and Sister Elizabeth not feeling well tonight. And, of course, Brother Aaron Oglesby yesterday was in surgery, having his gallbladder taken out, and is at home tonight recovering from that. And so we just want to ask the Lord to continue to heal his body and touch him. Amen. Amen. So we want to remember, of course, the other needs that are around. Brother Ron, and Sister Erica, just so many real desperate needs. It needs a touch from the Lord. And so we're just looking for him to move in situation. Brother Daryl Baxter had a small accident today at work and not able to be here tonight. Got cut there in his head, needing some stitches. So just ask the Lord to help him in that situation. If you have a need, you want to make it known today, just lift your hands to him and just let's just go to him in prayer together, just asking God to move for these. I might ask Brother Cosman if he'd come and open our service in prayer today, and let's just pray together, amen, for the needs of God's people and for each other. Amen. God bless you.
I believe he's here tonight.
Amen.
And the only reason he's here is because he has a promise. And his promise is that where two or three are gathered in my name, and we know what that name is, he's here. So as we go before in prayer, just hold your need. Pull somebody else's need and know that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he does not change. Let's just approach the King tonight. Lord Father, Lord, we feel you in this building tonight. And we know, Lord, that your word stands. And so as we're just coming before you with great needs, Lord, and maybe burdened hearts, and maybe sickness, and maybe people need deliverance in their body. Lord, there's nothing that we can do that you haven't already done. Lord, there's nothing that we can say that you haven't already said. And so tonight, Lord, you know that this moment was predestinated before the foundation of the world. And so we trust in that, Lord, that tonight, Lord, is the night where we can overcome and where your word could come forth and just bring deliverance for all of us, Lord, because we know that that provides the healing. That's providing the joy and the happiness, and all that we can have is because of your word, Lord. And so, Lord, we just trust in you, knowing that you are here. And so, Lord, remove the burden, deliver the sickness, Lord. Lord, and as we believe it, we know that there's no other name, Lord, that we can be saved under the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we know that by that name we receive our healing tonight, Lord. Lord, we believe in you, Lord, because you are never changing, Father. Lord, and how our hearts just burn, Lord, to just maybe strive for more perfection, or maybe for your word to just come in our life and change us and lead us and guide us. Lord, I ask for that tonight. Because if it wasn't for your word, we would be lost. If it wasn't for your word, we would be in the world. But tonight, you chose this moment. You chose this time. And so, Lord, we claim it tonight. And we claim it in the precious name and the only name, the beautiful name, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, brother. Amen. Let's just turn around and make one another welcome tonight. Amen. We have a special opportunity tonight as Brother Cosman here from Dallas, and he brought his mom and dad, Brother and Sister Stefan, and also we have Brother Gabriel and Sister Mary Matanye. Amen. And so Matanye, I'll get it right in a minute. And so I told him we always put Southern accents to any name. It doesn't matter where you come from in the world. So. Amen. But we're very glad to have them. Brother Gabriel will be speaking for us tonight. He's a wonderful brother that we met many years ago in Romania. Me and Brother Danny Steeman traveling over there together, and does a lot of work, evangelistic work, pastor there as well. and been a very wonderful brother to work with over there in Romania, and we're very thankful he was able to come tonight. So, amen, we're looking forward to that. Soon and very soon, we're going to see the King. Amen. So, amen, we're going to sing a couple of courses here, and then we'll ask Sister Courtney to bring her special. Oh, soon and very soon, we are going. Amen. Let's take it off.
I hope the
I believe that tonight. You've been set free. Let's stand together. Amen. We're going to welcome Brother Gabriel here tonight to speak to you. Amen. Just ask the Lord to come by your way and reveal his heart to you tonight and to touch you like never before. I believe he can do that. Amen. If that's your desire and what you have need of. There are two ways you can take. Amen. Yes, Lord. There are two roads you may take, one by side
and one by faith.
Take the word of God.
Take the word of God. What you
Timothy in our country a couple of times for youth camps and conventions. He used to came with Brother Dennis Timon. So we had a very blessed and good time together. And yeah, we met Brother. Is this better?
Yeah.
Okay. And we met Brother Tim a couple of times also, so We have been blessed in the fellowship together. And by His grace, the Lord made a way that we can be here together in fellowship with you. And we are very thankful to the Lord. Amen. Yeah, amen. I came together with my precious wife, Sister Mary, and Brother Cosmin brought us, and with the family we came together, and we are very thankful to the Lord. And in this evening is Wednesday, so maybe my English is not so good, but we pray that another Pentecost happen here to understand my English. And so it's not so important every word, but it's important that the Holy Spirit anoint, and then maybe somebody will be helped in a way. And I want to bring greetings from our church back home. I am pastoring a church in Romania close to the Hungarian border, and all of them, they send greetings from their heart. They lift their hands to mean it. They mean it when they send greetings to you. Amen. Amen. So it is a bride around the world, and we are coming together now under one headship. Amen. Which is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So blessed be the name of the Lord. I want to thank Brother Tim for the opportunity in this evening, and I can express myself to you for a small fellowship, and may the Lord Jesus bless each one of you. If you don't mind that we stand up for the reading of the word, and I want to read from Deuteronomy chapter 32. Amen. Maybe we can have a word of prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, amen, we came together in this evening more than two or three. We came in your name, Lord, and we are in great expectations. We ask you, Father, to take every spirit under your control. At least everything will be said and done to be for your glory. We ask you to break the bread of life for us and heal the sick and bless our hearts and give us something that will help us to continue to have faith in these times when we are seeing all the signs of your coming. So, Lord Jesus, we commit the service in your hands for your glory. Help us to express the way that somebody will understand what you wanted to tell us. We commit everything in your hands for your glory, in Jesus' name. And let the bride say, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Deuteronomy chapter 32 in this evening, verse 7. Amen. Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask thy father, and he will shoot thee, thy elders, and they will tell thee. When the Most High divided the nations, their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. For the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. He found him in a desert land, in the waste, howling wilderness. And he led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye. As the eagle stirred up her nest, fluttered over her young, spread abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings. So, somebody let's say, so. Oh, so the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him. Amen. Amen. May the Lord have his blessing for the reading of the word. We can take our seat. Amen. Amen. So when the Most High divided the land as an inheritance, when the Most High divided the land, amen, as an inheritance to the nations, the Most High, God of Israel, He divided the land. You see, at the Babylon Tower, they had to spread around. And the Bible says here, He setteth their boundaries according to the numbers, not of their power, not of their intelligence, not of their riches, not according to their abilities, or how many citizens they are going to have. But according, the Bible says, to the children of Israel. So, first of all, God had in His mind the sons of Israel. So before America was born, God had in His mind the sons of Israel. Before He had Germany, He had in His mind the sons of Israel. So first He gave to other nation big nice countries with big resources, with big possibilities, fertile lands. If you have been in Israel, maybe you have seen something that you never expect. Not green lands, not forests, no pastures. Even God, when looked to Israel, said, I will give you a country that flows with milk and honey, full of water. Fertile lands, but to little Israel, a small land. So, but first, we have just read here, He thought first about Israel. So Israel get the best according to God Himself. First, and then the other nations second. Isaiah 55 verse 8 said, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither your ways are not my ways, declared the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So first, He thought about you, about your life, about my life. He had in mind God, the Creator, before you came here. He thought all about your life. Then He placed you and made you the way you are. Let somebody say hallelujah. So the Brother Branham said in Things That Are To Be, just like your birth here, I said, you was prepared. God knew you would be here. And now you know, even things that your parents done, people think that isn't a visit from generation to generation, but it is. You were all pre-planned by God. Amen. Nothing happens by chance with God. He knows all about you. Somebody say, He knows all about me. He knows all about me. He knows all about you. He knows all about it. It's all pre-planned. Pre-planned for many generations back. So that you could be here tonight. And the prophet asking, did you know that? Amen, amen. We know that. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For the Lord's portion is His people. Verse 9 says, so the Lord's portion,
Now the Hebrew word here is inheritance. God had an inheritance. God has an inheritance. His territory. The same word is territory. God has a territory. My territory, my inheritance, my possession is in his people. So you are to be his possession, his territory, his inheritance. Amen. So he founded him, he founded us. Verse 10 says, in a desert land, in a west land. And he instructed us, and he kept us as the apple of his eyes. Only to think about. And he placed us in a nest. First of all, before you came here, Mama Eagle has to have a nest for you. Mama Eagle has to prepare first a nest for the little eaglets to bring them in her nest. So the eagle is a special bird. It's built special. It's built special to fly. To fly in high places. So she built her nest not in the trees, like other birds. But the eagle, Mama Eagle, likes to fly in high places. Very high places. She's looking for a rock. Yeah, she likes to build her nest on a rock. First, she needs to have a revelation. Everything has to be according to a vision. Somebody say vision. God's vision. Mama Eagle vision. We are here because Mama Eagle had a revision. So she started to build a nest. And an eagle is not made to stay on ground. No. His eyes are made for great heights. And can see in deep valleys. But before she have the little eagles, she must prepare that nest. She must prepare a nest for the eggs, for the little eagles. So she is looking for a proper rock. And then after she find that rock that she feel comfortable with it, the eagle, the big eagles, it is the golden eagle, love that. And she has in her mind the little eagle. He had in mind you. So she starts to build the nest. She looks around and starts to pick up little sticks and thorns and branches from around the places she is flying over. And she picked them, these little rocks and sticks. Before you has to come, he has to build together some things that is very necessary for your life. So 4 generations before, the prophet said, before you come, Mama Eagle decided you the place you are going to be born. Where I have to be born. Every son of God, where should be born. So God started to put in your gene, to add in your gene, what he wanted you to be in order to fulfill his plan for your life. God has a plan for your life. God has a plan for my life. God has a plan for all of us. So before you came here, God had already a plan for your life. So I'm happy that God had a plan for me. Before I came here, already he had a plan in motion. He had a plan in his mind. So he placed me, he placed you exactly in the place where you will fulfill what he had in his mind. Can you say amen? So actually, we are the nest. This is the nest that God created exactly the way He wanted us to be. So don't be critical the way you look, the way if you are not so tall or everything is fine. So this is exactly the way He wanted us to be. Amen. So don't be critical on this world, on you. God looks to you and you look good for Him. You look perfect. He is happy with you. Let us also be happy with Him. So she built her nest, but when the nest is ready for the little ones to come, first of all, you know what the mama eagle is doing. She is looking for a lamb. So she is looking for a lamb. Because, you know, before the little ones came, she wanted to make a comfortable place. She wanted them to feel good in the church. She wanted them to, you know, a place where she can feed the eagle, the little eaglets. Yeah. So she is hunting. She is looking for the prey from far. When she finds that lamb, she is killing that lamb. And before you came here, the mama eagle had a lamb slain before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. To make you comfortable, you know. So, because actually she needed a skin. A skin lamb. So she prepared the lamb skin and she placed it in the nest. Then the eaglets can come. So the family you came, the personality you have, the country we come, the way we look, everything is perfect. The prophet said here in a place that Job, the oldest book in the Bible, was supposed to be even written before Moses wrote Genesis. But the oldest book in the Bible was speaking of redemption. Yet redemption was far, way before that. Redemption is one of the oldest things in the Bible. Did you know redemption was even before? The plan of redemption was laid out before the world was ever formed. Think of that. God foreseeing, making a way of redemption before He even made the world. For the Bible plainly says that Christ was predestinated, foreordained, and was the Lamb of God slain before the foundation of the world. That's right. Way before the world was made, God had a plan of redemption. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So the eaglets have the same parents, but they are different. Amen. Not all of us are the same. So in our case, Mama Eagle finds some eagles somewhere in the wilderness, somewhere in United States, somewhere in Europe, somewhere in Africa, somewhere in Australia, and laid them there on the sheepskin and started to feed them. So, and what a time they had. When we came in the message, everything was so smooth, so nice. The songs are so nice. The music sounds so good. We heard so many nice things. We had a good fellowship. Everybody is like an angel. So when we come in the nest, we have a revival. You remember when we came first in the message, everybody was an angel, a good angel. We had really, really a good time. We know it was the first love. And everything was really cool. And we could not wait the gates of the church, the doors of the church to be open. And really it was something special. And we came happy to the church and to eat and to rejoice. And we say amen. Saying we had a great time. But the problem is that we are not made to stay in the nest forever. We are in an age of the flying eagle. So God is expecting us to fly and fly alone. Amen. We need to fly. So little eagles are sitting in the nest, and mama eagle always come in a nice sermon, is feeding them, and the times goes on. And you know what is the problem when you are sitting and eating? You gain weight. And suddenly the place became a little bit squeezed, a little bit, you don't have enough time, like a place like before. So slowly, slowly, because you started to grow, it's starting to appear inconveniences. You see, it's something slowly, slowly changing, but it is not because, it's because you grow. And you grow to a place when the place where God wants you to be. He wants you to fly. So, because we are born to fly, you are born to fly. We are born to be in the rapture. We are waiting for that revelation, which is your identity. You see, the problem with the little eagle is he had spiritual amnesia. The only things that the little eagle needs is to remember who is he. And if you remember who you are, you have all the abilities that you need to fly. Everything is in the seed. So staying all your life in the nest will produce problems, sometimes strifes, because the eagles start to grow, to mature. And then features appear, and they started to change. They look change. The way they behave change. They are not anymore in the first love. You know, they are different. So Mama Eagle wants them to fly. And the fly in God's promises. To fly in the promises that he allotted for this day. Mama wants them to have their own experience. It is good to have prophet experience. It is good to have my experience. But he wants you to have your experiences. Sometimes when you are too much fed, service after service, sometimes we start to complain. That's why in verse 11 we read here, as the eagle stirred up her nest, so the Lord alone lead them. And she starts to flip her wings. And one day she has to pull the skin from under them. And for the first time, you start to realize that this nest is not so comfortable. You are not enough predestinated to, you know, to be happy with this. Because you smile like Papa, you know, you sometimes think like Mama, and we inherit a lot of sticks. And when you come first and hear about predestination and wonderful things of God, makes you happy. But when the sheepskin goes out, you start to feel uncomfortable. Because it is not a problem what is going on. It's only a thing that Mama wants you to understand. You need to take off. And you need to fly alone. They don't take you by hand to fly. You don't need to meet to fly. You have the abilities in you to fly. You are born to fly. You only need to know who you are. And this is rapturing faith. Faith is revelation. Rapturing revelation. So rapturing revelation is your identity. Can you say amen, little eagle? The message just revealed who you are. The message didn't make you what you have not been before. The message just brought you your identity, telling you that you come from God and you go back to God. Amen. Can you say praise the Lord? Amen. So this is the day when many inconveniences appear. So you start to feel that sticks and rocks and amen. Because you are called to be like him, a flying eagle. Each one of us, we are called to be. This is why the anointing we have today is a flying eagle. So everything has its time, but you must fly and fly alone. That's why Paul said, be changed. Say, be changed. Be changed. Be transformed in your mind. We need to be changed. We be transformed in your mind. Change your mind from a lazy eagle to a soaring one. Be transformed, be changed from a lukewarm condition to a person ready for the rapture. From a former believer to a manifested son of God. We are in an age of the manifestation of the sons. Not of a church. Not of a man. Not even of a prophet. We are in the time of the manifestation when the sons of God came in themselves. I said it right? When the sons of God are coming in themselves, they start to manifest. Are you one of them? So we are in the time when the sons of God has to come in manifestation. And you are one of them. From a helpless person to a strong believer in Christ. So I want to show you some eaglets that God found in the wilderness. One of them is Abraham Aveinu, the father Abraham. Father Abraham was a little eagle in Babylon. So he got a lot of troubles. I don't know if you know about it, but he had a lot of trouble in Babylon. Because God wants him to Lech Lecha, to go to discover himself. When God said there in Hebrew, come out, in the word is Lech Lecha, means come and reveal, discover yourself. So your journey is to discover yourself. This was a little eagle that God find having him in Babylon. Another little eagle was Moses. Moses Rabbeinu, the teacher. He was an eagle in the wilderness. So he got a lot of problems. He got a lot of sticks and rocks and thorns and problems. But was nothing problem with it. You know, the only things he did with his own strengths, with his own abilities, with what he tried to do, he had a dead Egyptian. But God wants him to be a flying eagle. And he has to fly to turbulences. He has to fly to all the problems. Because God knows that the eagles are built in such a way they can fly. Another eagle that we find in the Bible is Elijah. He was also in a cave. He was in a depression. And he was hiding himself in a cave. Sometimes eagles are in caves. But a still small voice. Do you think that it was an audible voice? No, it was an inside voice. The wind in the Pentecost was inside them. You have something in you that is sensitive to that dimension. Hallelujah. Can you say hallelujah? Hallelujah. Amen. Another eagle that we find is Elisha. He was in the field plowing. And he could not be disobedient to the heavenly vision. This is a heavenly vision. Everything is according to a heavenly vision. And this evening was also in the heavenly vision. And you have been also in the heavenly vision. But I want to pick up one because I knew that here are some a lot of young people. May the Lord bless the young people. Hallelujah. It is found in Luke chapter 15. Luke chapter 15, verse 11. We find out the Bible, Jesus gave these parables. And he said to them, Luke 15, 11. And he said, a certain man had two sons. A certain man had two eagles. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods. Give me the portion that falleth to me. Actually, the Hebrew thought here is when you ask this, you ask the death of your father. So he said, Father, give me. A certain man had two sons. So the youngest man told, give me my portion. What is strange here is the question, why he needed his portion? Why this little eagle will need its portion? Because he was rich enough. He doesn't lack anything. He have anything he wanted. From his youth, they will clean his mouth. The money the father will give will not make him richer. He, all his life, he had enough. Like one of us here. You see, you just are in a family and they take care of you. Everything is fine. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So, but he wanted something different. He didn't want it only to have the riches of his father. This will not satisfy him. Because we find out after he get his portion, he still remained some more days in the house. He didn't leave the house immediately. So actually, he was not greedy for money. He didn't want more from his father. But we understand that it was something different what he wanted. So he wanted to have control of his own life. He wanted to take his own decision. This little eagle here, he had enough with his father's leadership. So he wanted to have control of his own decision. He thought he knew better. He thought that he can direct his life better than his father will told him to do things. So he wanted to do what he want, when he want, and how he want. Sounds, you know. Isn't strange that sometimes we do likewise. Even if we don't show it, many times we want to do similar, the same way. And verse 12, the Bible said, the younger said of the father, give me. And he divided unto them. So both of them would have been blessed. Even the youngest, also the oldest. They both of them benefit by this, what happened. You know, actually, the father wants all the eagles to fly. But some are a little bit, you know, faster. Have another personality. At the end, both of them will fly. But he divided unto them. And not after many days. So he was staring in the house. And then after he get it, he get his portion, his liberty. When he saw that he have his own possibility to control his life, to rule his future, to do what he decide to do, to do things the way he wants to do, to everything that to apply in his life, his intentions, because he thought he knew better than his father. He saw that his father make mistakes. He saw that this message is not 100% the way it should be. So he stood a little bit in the house before he took the flight, but in his heart already he had a desire to leave. But finally he left. He left with, Bible said, with all his substance. He took all his substance. He took his substance in another land. He took all the substance the Father gave him. He took everything what he have been educated, everything what he, how he was trained, all his dignity, all his self-esteem. He took it. He took all his substance with him, all his blessings from the Father. I tell you, the many people would like to be here, to be born in a message family. Many will be privileged to hear what you hear, to know what you have, to have a pastor as you have, to have ministers as you have, to hear things that you hear, to know things that you know. But they don't have this privilege. So we are not feel proud against them. We want to thank the Lord for what he does already. You know, actually, Judas was also predestinated. You see, the grace that was given to you was not that you have been predestinated, you have been elected. Before you have been predestinated, you have been elected. So God was storing something from himself and placed it in you. Can you say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. So he took all his substance. So we need to add some things. So we read in the Bible that what God blessed, nobody can curse. So we understand that we have been blessed from the beginning. And we'll remain blessed forever. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So what God already blessed, we remain blessed. But if only things that can do, if you despise, you are not happy with what you have. How you say it? You despise. You don't count it valuable, what you got. You can curse yourself. And the devil knew that. Nobody can curse you. Only if you curse yourself. So if the devil can make you to do things wrong, then you will curse yourself. Amen. So he cannot curse Israel till Israel does it himself. He cannot curse you till you don't do it alone. You are blessed because the Father thought about you and cared about you and chose you to be his son and his daughter. So before the world began, God already thought about you. So you meet people in your life. Somebody are maybe not so wealthy, or you go to work in a job and you look to your boss and you thought, what wonderful, what blessed are the people. You need to realize that they are blessed because of you. Because before that man came, God had you in your mind. He chose your boss. He chose your neighbors. He chose every person that you are going to come in your life. So he is going to use them according to his purpose in your life. If you are not listening to him, he will rise up somebody against you. It's all pre-planned. They are predestinated to test you. They are powerful. They make Babylon and Assyria stronger than Israel because God knew one day Israel will go astray. So he needed somebody wiser and stronger to bring them in God's will. Because God's possession and God's territory is not the soil. It's you. It is the only place that God inherit, possess, and territory. So when you walk, you know now, you are his possession. You are his territory. You are his domain. Wherever you go, God goes. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So what happened with the younger son was he wanted his life in his hand. And the enemy released against him a spirit, unthankfulness. He was tossed about. A tossed about spirit, making him to be restless. How he became restless? Like Saul in the Bible. He became unhappy. Unhappy of his church. He became unhappy of his family. Why happened? Why the people are unhappy of his pastor, of his church, of his friends, of his parents? Even they are unhappy of themselves. Because he's a demon. He's a spirit that are tossing the people about. He's a tormenting spirit. And they make you unhappy anyhow. It's just a spirit sent to torment you, to make you curse yourself. Even if you are elected, sometimes, and many times, we do mistakes. So he left his house, he left his church, he left his brother, he left his environment. He took all his substance, this little eagle, with him. Verse 14 says, and after he had spent all, after he spent all his substance, the only things that give you value is this message. If you go in some other places, you will find out they will call you different. But you, here, when you come in this message, they call you eagle. Yeah. They call you a son of God, an elect. They call you bride. They call you Miss Jesus Christ. This is no message as this message. It's the powerful, the most precious light ever came in this world. And after he spent all, after he spent everything what he got, after he spent all his power, all his gifts, like the church in the beginning, after he lost his first love, after he spent all what the Father had with a citizen in a foreign land, in a faraway land, a famine arose in that land. A famine arose in that land. When the famine arises in that land, we are in the time of famine. He began to be in want. He realized that he missed something. He missed something. So he was looking around, looking for something. And he went and joined, verse 15, to a citizen of that country. After he lost his confidence in himself, after he lost his position, after he lost his peace, after he lost his comfort, after he lost his self-esteem, after he lost his dignity, after he lost all what the Father gave him, after he spent all what the message gave him, he became despaired. And he went and joined himself to a citizen. We find here that this citizen has no name, is a no-name citizen. And that citizen, look what happened. He said, sendeth him into the fields to feed swine. A son of God, an eagle. After he became, was not anymore thankful with what he had. After he received all this blessing for the Father, after he get the substance of the Father, after the God was open his heart and giving him the best he had, the message of the hour. After he spent all this, the famine came in the land, and he became to be in want, and he went and joined himself to a citizen. And that citizen gave him a commission. Always this citizen with no name was Satan. Satan was happy. Satan saw him. And when he sees a daughter of God, a son of God, this is what he wants from the beginning. He is not happy with somebody else to be worshipped. He will like a son of God, a daughter of God to come. So when he saw coming, he was so happy. So he was commissioning him, and he was sending him into his fields to feed swines. So he has to make with his abilities, instead of serving God, he has to serve Satan. And while he was there, the little eagle, verse 16 says, he was looking to the pigs. Now he was thinking and dirty. He was not anymore a message believer. How he used to be. He was not anymore a special person. He was not anymore a privileged person. He was not anymore the same looking it used to be. He after he spent all his substance, after he divided the inheritance of the father, after the famine came, he was there in want, and he would had a great desire looking to the pigs, how he was eating husks. The swine did it, and no man gave him. You know, nobody will give you, because God don't want you to have them, because you belongs to him. And he wants you. He wants me. He cannot see you going too far. So the son from the high calling to the pig pen, dirty and stinky. But while he was there pondering, sometimes it's good to ponder what we have been, what we could became. He was pondering, and suddenly something happened. Mama Eagle saw him down there. And the prophet said, while he was there in a pig pen, the Lord sent the angel of the Lord to him. He beated Eliezer with a half an hour. The angel of the Lord beated Eliezer to Rebecca with half an hour. Before the message came to him, to you, somebody has to beat. Somebody has to come before you, before to you. The angel of the Lord has to come to you. And the prophet said, the angel of the Lord came to this boy. And while he was there, thoughts came to him. Verse 17. 17 is the number of changing. When he came to himself, he came. I am very thankful for the message of the hour. Because the angel of the Lord came. And when the angel of the Lord came to this boy, he came to himself. It is the only thing that can make us to come back to ourselves. When he almost lost everything, when he almost started to eat with them, when he almost, his last chance was gone, Mama Eagle, I am so happy that even this evening is the Mama Eagle, was watching all the time. I am so happy, even if I think in the church, even if I am a church member, even, you know, if outlook is nice, Mama Eagle exactly know where I am now. He know exactly where you are now. He know exactly what is the atmosphere in the house. He know exactly how is the atmosphere at job. He know exactly how is the atmosphere at your job, your school. He know exactly what is going on, because she is watching. Mama Eagle is watching. I'm so happy that I have a Mama Eagle watching. When almost, she sent an angel. So the angel is here in this evening. When almost, the angel come, and he came in himself, because he was born to fly and he must learn to fly and fly alone. And he needed to make a decision. Somebody say a decision. He needed to make a decision. Verse 18 says, 18 is life. High is life. He said, I will rise. I will arise. I will arise. I will go back to my Father. I will make a full surrender. I will be happy with this message. I will open my heart and I will make a full surrender. And I will believe it with all my heart. And I will not question anymore. I just say, Father, since day on, I will follow. I will believe with all my heart. Here I am. I want to make a full surrender. This is nothing but the truth. He make a strict cut decision. He made this clear decision. I will follow. I will rise up. I will rise up. Arise and shine. Your light has come. Your light. Not his life, your light. Your little tongue. Your light has come. God dividing himself. You are one of them. I will arise and shine. My light has come. And I will go back to my Father. And his Father saw him from above, from far. His Father, this is verse 19. And the Father saw him, verse 20, from far, and had compassion and ran. Why the Father ran? He called Kezaza ceremony. Kezaza ceremony, it is a ceremony when a prodigal, a son that lost his respect, his appreciation, a son that lost everything he had. He was a son that was not worthy to be adopted. They had a Kezaza ceremony. When the villages, the people in the village will saw him coming, they will take a pot, a clay pot, and they will wait him in the gate of the village. And when he came in, they will look and they will spit on him and they will break the pot. And they will say, for us, you will be as this broken pot. We don't want you anything to have with you forever. But before they saw him, Father saw him. Now in those days was a shameful thing to run because they had long, long dress. So he had to lift the dress to show his feet. And the Father was a wealthy man, but he was humbling himself. God was humbling himself. He was lifting his dress and he was running. And the village, the people in the village was looking. The Father is running. What is wrong with the Father running? He saw his Father. He said, the Son. He saw me coming. He saw me making a decision. After I met the angel of the Lord. After my conscience came back. After my remembrance. You know how you take people out of amnesia? You have to take them in the familiar places. You have to call him by name. You have to tell his name. You have to show picture. It was a brother. I have a friend in Australia, Gary Walker. He was 3 times dead and came to life. So his wife, Deborah, he was in coma. He was in an amnesia. He could not recognize, remember who he was after operation. So she took the cloud picture and the prophet and went to the hospital and showed to him. You know what happened? He came back. Mm-hmm. So we had spiritual amnesia. But the picture came. The pillar of fire came. And the cloud appeared. In order to our amnesia. Mama, it's me. Arise. I will arise. My light has come. Your light has come. The gross darkness covered the nations, but your light has come. Arise and go back. So Father saw him running, and he was so religious. He wrote all his sins on the note or somewhere. So when the Father approached, he wanted to read all his sins. You know, Father, what I did in my life. You know where I have been. You know what I hide in my life. I have so many sins. And the Father said, come on, son, welcome. Adoption time is here. Give him the robe. Give him the ring. He is my son. We are living in these days. Adoption time. We are in adoption time. And the only things we need. In 1992 was in Barcelona. It was a Olympic race. And it was a famous an American athlete. His name was Derek Redmond. He was a favorite in 400 meter race in final. So the race started. But something unexpected happened. His hamstring tore and he fell down in big pains. And suddenly from somebody approached him, coming down from the from the balconies. He was avoiding the bodyguards and he was running to him. And he came to him and he lifted him up to finish the race. It was Jim Redmond, his father. And together, they finished the race. We are in these days when our Father saw us trying to run. Sometimes it's heavy. Sometimes it's painful. But we are predestinated. We are destined to finish the race. If we take the right decision, I will arise and I will go back. Let us stand in this evening. Gracious Heavenly Father, how we love you. How we appreciate you, Father. We thank you for this wonderful message. What a privilege to be born in a message family, to can come to a message church, to have such wonderful ministers, they can minister the word of truth, the present truth. Father, we just pondered about maybe the English was not so good, but we get the thought. Here we are, Father. Heaven is full of realities, not of religion, not what we try to do. Heaven is full of peace and joy and love and long-suffering. Gracious Heavenly Father, you have such a wonderful people here. They are so rare today to find somebody sensitive to the Word of God. We choose it this evening to come at the house of the Lord to be in your presence, to get some thoughts, to meet the angel of the Lord, and to become conscious, to come in ourselves. I will arise. I will make a full surrender. A full surrender. This message is nothing but the truth. It's the most wonderful thing that could happen in our life. And you place something in the walls of our hearts. A little seed of faith. A ear that can hear, a soul coming from you. And we want to tell thank you, appreciate you, Father. You placed us in a nest, and from the nest we see so many different views. What is the same nest? Is the same Father, is the same God, is the same message calling us with a higher calling. We commit this precious people in your hands. May you bless each one of them and be with them, Father. Till we meet in Jesus' name. Amen.
Got it all in control.
got it